Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday. Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Feel Good Friday. Stephen, you are doing your Feel Good Friday dance in here.
I most certainly am, because it is a Feel Good Friday. I am fanging for the weekend. Yeah. I'm so keen.
Oh, I've got a bit of a dilemma, actually, at this point. So they're in the footwell of my car. There's a spider I'm calling Craig.
Oh, no.
Each morning he's building a little web.
Craig's got to go.
And the first thing in the morning I do is destroy his web. I feel bad because how much time has he had at, you know, 4:40 in the morning to collect any bugs for his meal, you know? He's worked all night spinning the web, spinning it out, and then I come in so early in the morning and stomp a big hole in it.
Yeah, well, you can't just allow him to... I mean, in this economy, yeah, not like you get free rent. So you can't just let Craig bludge off you. It's outrageous. Right.
I mean, I hear what you say. I just feel bad that I'm ruining all his hard work at such an early time in the morning. But, yeah, maybe I'll start charging him. Morning, Jess. How are you?
Yeah, well, there's no spider living in my footwell, so I'm great.
Nah, it's winning on winning. So everyone's a winner this morning except Craig, who seemed like he might get evicted.
A victim.
Yeah, okay. All right. Team consensus.
Yeah, a victim.
And you know what we say? Team consensus is absolutely final. So there we go. Done and dusted. That's my day sorted. Something to do for the afternoon.
Well, they'll keep you busy all weekend, will
no
it?
No doubt.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Welcome if you're just joining us. Yesterday afternoon, I was out after doing a delivery about 4:45, and I stopped at the 7-Eleven opposite McDonald Jones Stadium.
Sure, in Broadmeadow there.
Yeah, and I get myself like one of those, it's like the Slurpee made by the machine, you know, the fancy one, the shake thing. Grab that, and I'm standing in line, and at the counter... first, the guy was like who's serving. He went over to the Krispy Kreme like display case. He got some donuts out of the box and put them in the case. Now I was standing in line. I noticed at the counter in brown paper bags were just donuts there. Not your Krispy Kreme bags. Nothing official looking.
Not the boxes.
Not the boxes. There's a full display case full of them over there. Why are there just single bag donuts in the bag? I was too nervous to ask. Are those even for sale? What's the situation? Why are they in brown paper bags? I was very nervous about the whole situation after that whole donut heist thing. So I'm like, are these hot ones?
What, do you reckon they're leaked?
Well, I'm not saying they're leaked by any means, but I was like, maybe these are like your hot donuts or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I think there just is more caution around Newcastle and Hunter surrounding donuts at the moment because there's still a donut thief at large.
Well, it could, maybe that's the case. Maybe you didn't want to have the Krispy Kreme bags because then they become a
might
target.
Get nicked, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They're very, very, very spicy item at the moment is all I'm saying. Yeah, just made me very nervous. I didn't want to ask or buy one because who knows what's going on these days.
Oh, well. You feel free to exercise caution until this criminal is brought to justice.
That's what I'm thinking. Because even like walking across the car park, if I had a Krispy Kreme bag in my hand, I'm nervous. That thing's going to get swiped.
Well, just look after yourself out there, Craig. That's all I'm saying.
Whew, it's a scary world out there.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, our big dam is just 17% off being fully full, yeah? Roughly, round numbers?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you did maths early.
Yeah.
So Hunter Water, our supply in the Hunter Water region is currently at 82.9%, and Hunter Water released their Lower Hunter Drought Response Plan yesterday, which includes like when we would start to go on restrictions, where we would get other sources of water from should we be in a drought or a severe drought. So, for instance, like level one restrictions would be implemented if supply falls to 60%. At the moment, we're looking good, but as we've spoken about before. Newcastle, parts of Maitland, Port Stephens are already considered in drought. And, you know, hopefully we don't have a really dry summer, but it's certainly not looking good. So this plan is all about how we would conserve water, what restrictions could be in place, all of that sort of thing.
I think we need to just drink more like tea and coffee and stuff instead to keep the levels up.
Don't even humour him, Jess. You're better than that, honestly. And let's move on quickly because that is absolutely outrageous. We are moving into December, which means the Sydney to Hobart not too far away from kicking off. And we got some local representation.
Yes, we've got half a dozen yachts who are going to be racing from Newcastle and Lake Macquarie from Newcastle Cruising Yacht Club. Newcomers Variety and Frantic are going to be racing, as well as Mako, that did really well last year, finished second on handicap and got 49th on line honours. From Lake Macquarie, She's the Culprit is back after missing last year's race, and Asta La Vista, who did really well last year, who finished second among the Sydney 38 yachts, will be racing again, as well as from Lake Macquarie, Millennium Falcon, which is a new yacht that will be racing this year. So it's always nice to see some Newcastle and Lake Macquarie yachts among all of those
new ones,
Sydney
too.
Yachts.
Oh, something to cheer for as well, exactly. Which is nice, because it's that Sydney to Hobart happens during that time of year where you don't know what day it is, like day of the week.
Literally.
It is. The only time of the year where it's acceptable to crack a beer at like 10:30 every morning.
Perfect timing, really, isn't it?
It's nice to have some local boats to get behind, I suppose.
Exactly.
Carl and the Millennium Falcon, that's what I say. Have they got it like painted up a bit, you know? Spaceship? I think they should if they don't. They got, 25 days to sort it?
Yeah, heaps of time.
There we go. There's a little project for them. They're probably not doing too much. Just knocking them out.
Not busy at all.
Just get ready for the big race.
As we move into December, of course, today is the first day of summer.
You're sure?
We are rapidly running out of time to fill out our 2023 bingo cards.
Yes, that's it. That's it. So, obviously, there's always things that you expect will be on there. And then there's a couple of curveballs here and there, right?
Exactly. Now, if you're one of the lucky people who had Machine Gun Kelly pretentiously change his name on their 2023 bingo card, you are in luck because you can tick that off. Well done. The rapper has now started asking media to refer to him as just Machine, dropping the Gun Kelly. So this is happening at like a little, I think it was like an opening event or whatever. All the papa there. Machine Gun Kelly over here. I've got a question, you know. Yeah. He's like, I have a question for you guys. Instead of Machine Gun, can you just hit me with the machine from now on?
Oh my God. For what reason?
Well, this comes after a video posted by popular TikTokers, Chad and JT, shows eager fans at a recent concert displaying a sign urging the rock star to alter his name, citing concerns about glorifying machine guns. Come on now.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. I never heard his name as a rapper and went, oh, now I really like machine guns, and I didn't before.
Well, it's like, not once have I listened to Hey There Delilah, a god to Kmart, and bought a bunch of plain white tees.
Exactly.
Not once, right?
Or listened to Drake and thought, now I really like male ducks. You know, it's just not something you do. You don't listen to the name of an artist and then go, oh, I must do that now.
I'm glad we're in agreement, because I think this is so silly. And the other thing as well is, if you look at the genre and the music that Machine Gun Kelly puts out,
yeah.
If you want to, like, stop, I guess, inciting violence, change the topics of your songs.
Correct.
Change the lyrics. Like, he's got a song called Pretty Toxic Revolver.
Yeah, yeah. Also needs to be changed then.
If this is what you're doing, if you're making a stand, fair play. But I think you're doing it for absolutely no reason at all. And you need to be consistent with it.
Yeah, just because one person, or, you know, one TikTok account, what's it called again? JT's the Boss or whatever?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
they put up a sign. That's not a reason to change your whole name, persona, and music style.
And don't get me wrong, you and I obviously in agreement that gun violence in America needs to be addressed.
Correct.
Absolutely. But Machine Gun Kelly changing his name to Machine is not fixing anything or solving anything. In fact, it's almost highlighting it more.
In fact, now we've talked about it more. So whatever you're doing is the wrong thing to do.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
All right, let's kickstart your weekend the right way, winning way.
That's what we're all about.
Local winners here on New FM, and you could be the next local winner. 4967 4105 is a magic number to call up. We're going to play three of a kind this morning. The winner of said competition walks away with $6 to spend however you want at Sherwood Coffee, the newest best brew by locals for locals. And of course, you just win by listening. You can search Sherwood Coffee, download their app, and get your first coffee for free with the code FIRST. Plus, everyone on the show today in the draw for some of the last tickets to New FM's Not So Silent Night happening at the Hunter Valley Gardens. Their Christmas Light Spectacular. Our Not So Silent Night is happening next Tuesday.
Look, you don't want to miss out on this. Firstly, Not So Silent Night. Everyone wants the tickets. It's going mad. Plus, Sherwood Coffee, the food is amazing. Do you know the sandwich, the Reuben?
Yeah, of course. It's like with corned beef.
Yeah, that's it. They've got a very, very tasty-looking one of those. I would love to have it. If you had the $60, you could buy one with your own money. There you go.
With our money.
That's what I mean.
Treat yourself. 4967405 is the magic number. We need two Nova Castrians on the line to battle it out in three of a kind. If you've never heard this game before, quick example, Crevo, would you like to be my participant?
I'm ready.
Crash test dummy, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if I were to say to you, Crevo, orchid, lily, tulip.
Crevo.
Yeah, go on.
Are they types of flower?
Yeah, I'd absolutely take that. Well done.
Brilliant. We've got our runner-up from yesterday, Mick from Fletcher. Are you feeling like you can take it today?
Pretty confident, fellas. I mean, we've made it to Friday, so it's a good day.
That it is.
Most certainly is. Up against you, Mick, from Belmont is Catherine. Morning, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Got much for your weekend planned?
A few Christmas parties. Getting the tree up.
Oh, well, it is the first weekend of December, isn't it?
That's
so you've got to get into that festive spirit. All right. Well, fingers crossed we can launch your December off the right way. Let's get into this game, of course. It's going to be first to best of three scoring, and you've got to remember your name is your buzzer. So, Mick, can you go first?
Mick.
Lovely. Catherine, you're next.
Catherine.
Lovely.
Perfect.
Right.
Everyone gets this.
Buzzers are working. Best of luck to both our contestants. The first one I've got for you is rump, sirloin, T-bone.
Mick.
Catherine.
Mick was rapid there. What do you think it is, mate?
Cuts of steak, meat.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take both those. Well done.
Correct. No bonus points,
unfortunately, can't give you 2 points, but you did get it correct.
Lovely.
All right. Next one I've got for the two of you is Mr. 365, Mr. WW, Mr. Worldwide.
Mick.
Mick's quickest there.
Pitbull.
Yeah, nicknames for Pitbull. Well done.
Unreal. He's come back for a second crack at it. And you know what? That is proof that persistence pays off. Well done. You've got yourself the Sherwood Coffee voucher. Delicious. Plus, you're in the draw for our Not So Silent Night tickets. Now, Catherine, as our runner-up, would you like another bite at the apple on Monday? Another crack at this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I love that. That's the kind of can-do attitude that makes Newcastle such a great city.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
All right, here we are. The weekend is here. Oh, that was in stereo.
I know, we're a bit in of sick fun. Today.
I know.
Jinx.
This is where you find out everything happening around our region on the weekend. What have you got for us, Scott?
Christmas is fast approaching. Just talking about the Christmas lights, Hunter Valley Gardens. That's obviously on this weekend. Carols in the Park 2023, Cessnock Sports Ground. That starts at 5 p.m. today. So
ooh,
pretty excited to go check out. More Christmas events and festivals kicking about the area. There's our Christmas Under the Stars at King Edward Park. That's happening tomorrow from 5 in Newcastle. The Madawi Christmas Carnival happening on tomorrow as well.
Chippy, are you one to really get into the Christmas spirit? I can imagine you would be.
Yes and no. I love looking at Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. You catch me in Hunter Valley Gardens. But will you catch me caroling? Absolutely not.
But you have such a beautiful singing voice.
I know.
Scott Bublé, they're all calling you that around town after your big performance the other week.
I know. There are certain people around the traps, though, that go, sounds like a cat's dying in there. Please stop.
What about you, Crevo? I love Christmas.
I don't know. I'm a bit more grinchy, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Really?
Emmy's all excited to get by, like, a tree and stuff, and I'm like, oh, yeah, all right, you know, twist my arm, especially if people aren't coming around. Like, do we have to? Yeah, of course we have to.
Oh, right. Well, bar humbug, but I'm excited to see some of this Christmas stuff knocking about.
For yeah. sure. Stephen's the type of bloke to
He'll be caroling.
On his car.
No, no, that is slanderous, that is. You're not catching me with that.
You would be doing that. Hey, look around the area for gigs. Bliss and Esso are in town. They're playing at Drifter's Wharf this Saturday, so down the Sunny Coast.
Wow.
But Bliss and Esso are going to be in town, That's which is big. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And Lazotte's tonight, In Excess tribute there, Don't Change. So you want to go check out that. It's meant to be very, very good. Mullet Fest, the grand finale, is tomorrow.
Wow. Mm. There is so much happening this weekend.
It's a busy one, isn't it?
Very, very busy. Lots of markets as well. I love a good market. Whether it's food, whether it's like gifts and crafts, whatever. Mm-hmm. Good markets. The Morissette Showground markets are on. There's our Christmas markets. Lakeview Parade, Pelican, Spears Point Christmas Market.
Oh, my God.
So much going
Take
on.
Take your pick.
The Newcastle Gig Guide is where you need to be. This Sunday is also International Day for People with Disability. Mm-hmm. And so there are a couple of events kicking about town as well. There's a barbecue in Spears Point and Hoyts, Stockland and Green Hills. They're doing some sensitive screenings.
You can pretty much go to any park this weekend and there'll be some sort of market, a barbecue, event, carols, whatever.
My pick of the weekend is the In Excess tribute at Lazotte's.
Yeah.
Such a great venue. I promise you, you have so much fun. Don't forget as well the Jets back at home this weekend as well.
Let's never forget that.
Most important for me anyway.
Most important to do. You can see Stephen there maybe. Stretcher Berry?
Yeah, Stretcher Berry.
Nice. Brilliant, brilliant. Love that.
Damn. The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel good Friday feeling.
And Creevo, yesterday I witnessed Murphy's Law in the flesh.
Oh, I love this. What happened?
Yeah, a bit of sunshine poking through the clouds, you know, a little bit warm. So my partner Siobhan and I, we thought, you know what, we're going to head down to Merriweather Baths.
Nice.
Have a bit of a swim.
Little dip.
Absolutely. So, you know, grabbed our bathers on, quickly slip, slop, slap, chucked the sunscreen on, jumped in the car and made our way down to Merriweather. And of course, as soon as we hop out the car, the sun goes away. It's overcast as anything behind this big cloud. And we're like, oh.
You've wasted your sunscreen.
Well, we've already driven 20 minutes. Do we hop in? Let's just go for a quick one. We'll go for a quick swim.
Yeah.
So anyway, Siobhan dives in. I'm standing on the side trying to build up the courage, muscle the courage to dive in. Well, you know, and people are walking behind me going, just jump in, mate, in my own time, in my own time.
You're standing there having that little anticipation moment where your knees shake at the end.
The longer you stare there, the worse it gets as well. Anyway, eventually managed to muster up the courage and I dive in. We go for a quick swim. We're in for, I don't know, 20 minutes or something like that. Hop out. Get ready to jump back in the car, and of course, as soon as we do, sunshine again.
Oh.
Pokes out. I was like, I looked up and I went, you are cheek. You are devious, Mr. Cloud. You've done me.
I hate it when that happens. Stephen, I want to bring up something I witnessed the other day that I've been rolling around in my mind thinking about, should I bring it up with you?
I'm actually so nervous.
Don't be nervous, all right? Don't be paranoid.
I don't trust you at all, though.
There's no need for it, okay? So I walked in on you having a conversation to your partner, Siobhan, on the phone.
Right.
And there wasn't the content of the conversation, but it was the voice.
Oh, no.
You already know what I'm about to say here. And I'm going to... This is not exactly what you said... But it's roughly, and it's more about the voice that you're putting on. It was along the lines of, oh, Siobhanie Wani.
No.
What do you want to have for lunch?
No, yes. That's outrageous.
And as soon as you came in, you've clocked me, and you've realised it was me, and you switched back off the baby voice back onto your normal voice.
Stop. No, we're not doing this.
Yes, we are.
Oh.
We're doing Are You a Baby Voice Bandit? Because, Stephen, I've caught you, and I believe if you're doing this at work, that means you're so comfortable, you're doing it all the time.
You know what? I'm going to wear the badge with pride. Because you're sitting over there in your high chair, all high and mighty, you know, looking down on me. I feel like every couple is guilty of the baby. I reckon you do it with your partner, Emmy.
I definitely don't. So, definitely not. The only person, I say person in inverted commas here, that I'll do a baby voice to is the dog.
Yeah, but everyone does that.
That's what I think. But to your partner, Oh, come on, Stephen. What are you doing?
All right, I need to bring in some support. And I hope it's support. I really do. Jess, are you there from the newsroom?
Yep.
Are you a baby voice bandit?
Not to Morgan when, like when Alfred's around, yes.
Yeah, to the pet, that doesn't count.
But I do it to Morgan when Alfred's around. Like, it just happens.
Oh, because it transfers over.
Transfers over.
It catches.
I have a friend, her and her partner do it all the time to each other, to the dog. I swear she's done it to me. Like...
Well, it just becomes a bit of habit. And it actually is. I have to catch myself quite often to make sure I'm not doing it, to switch it over in my brain.
Is your partner Siobhan doing it back to you?
Yeah, she'll hate that I've said this. She'll actually hate this whole discourse. I can't believe you've trapped me like this on the radio. We both, and you know what? Like every couple, when we start our relationship, we're like, we won't be that couple. We won't be that couple that's doing the baby voice.
So cutesy or whatever.
And now, you know, 3 years later, we are everything we once hated in this world.
I can't imagine it. Can you do the baby voice now?
Oh, Jess, stop.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Or are you happy with my impression?
Pretend Crevo Siobhan.
Last night, we were watching The Good Place on Netflix. We're having tea. Yeah. I got up to have seconds. Siobhan was like, well, are you going to have some more food, are you? And I was like... Maybe I'm just a little bit hungry. Yuck.
Do you hear it now? Do you hear yourself?
Of course it's disgusting when I have to, like, confront it in a public setting like this. Of course it is. But, like, in the comfort of your own home, you don't feel that inhibition. You don't feel, like, the judging stares and the judging ears.
All right, here we go, Newcastle. 4967-4105. Are you a baby voice bandit, or do you want to dob in your partner, or it could be a friend, perhaps?
Anonymous.
We'll allow that. The best callers on air today, a family pass to New FM's Not So Silent Night. This is one of the last chances to come along. In fact, today is the last day to get your tickets, which means you get the meal, you get to go out and see the Christmas Light Spectacular as well, which everyone wants to do for free. 4967-4105.
And that Christmas Light Spectacular is on now until January 28th. And get your tickets at huntervalleygardens.com.au or just, like, help me out a little bit here. I feel like I'm on an island by myself in studio, and I know I'm not the only one. Just help me out a little bit.
You can also roast Stephen if you want.
Oh, please not. I'm already copping enough. It's meant to be a Feel Good Friday, and I'm just in the hot seat.
I feel great.
No worries here. 4967-4105.
All right, out to Merriweather first. Nicola, are you a baby voice bandit?
Me and my husband are definitely baby voice bandits.
Thank you for a bit of support. Now, you would never do it in public, would you?
Oh, we do it in public as well.
Oh, my goodness. The confidence you have, I salute it, because I am nowhere near as brave as you or your partner. Does your partner do it in front of, like, his mates and stuff as well?
Yeah, we tend to do it in front of, like, anyone, really. We're pretty confident with each other, so we just do it whenever. It's mainly when we're doing, like, you know, happy arguing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Banter.
Give us a little example.
Oh,
here we go.
I don't really know, but at the end of it, we usually do this.
Wow. A braver person than me. Oh, I cannot believe that. Wow. I feel a lot better about my situation
now. That's good, Stephen. That's good.
All right, let's go to Rutherford. Trish, who's the baby talk bandit in your life?
Me. I torment my son all the time. He's 29. And yep. I ring up and leave him voicemails and saying, oh, what's mummy baby boy doing and stuff like that. And he's been going off at me for years. Then he had recently had a baby back in September. I rang them up yesterday, and he was doing it to his daughter. And I turned around and said, hypocrite much. You went off at me for years for it. Now you're doing it to your daughter.
Pot calling kettle.
That's indeed all I'll say.
This is what I think. I think Trish is right. Everyone does it secretly.
No, they don't, Stephen. It's just, it's a smaller group than you think.
All right, well, let's go to North Lambton. Morning, Steve. Who's the baby-talking bandit in your life?
Good morning, boys. It's definitely me.
Yeah, and that's all right. You're allowed to. You should wear it as a badge of honour.
Give us your best example.
Well, I'm on Stevie Weavy's side. Definitely on Stevie Weavy's.
The thing is, I support it so much, I feel like we should do it with pride. And then I hear an example, and I go, no one should ever talk like that, ever. It's made me feel... Creamer, I'm so upset that you've done this to me this morning.
I've enjoyed it. That's the main thing.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
And Creamer, I've got a new arch nemesis, right?
Really?
Because ever since Newy Fried Chicken moved into Broadmeadow, yeah, they are now on my drive home from basketball every Thursday night. It used to be I have to go out of my way to go get Newy Fried Chicken.
So it'd be very sort of purposeful and only once in a while food.
You'd have to want it, you know?
Full Cookie Monster, it's a sometimes food.
That's it. You know, today I'm getting Newy Fried Chicken, and you make a plan and you go out and execute it. But now, honestly, sometimes the indicator just turns on. Just driving home from basketball.
How's that happen?
And through Broadmeadow. I don't know how I've pulled up in here. I don't know how I've ended up in the car park. Oh, dear.
Not again.
So, at first, I was very excited about their move because I was like, more convenient for me. But now, the convenience is turning into a bit of a drama. Uh-oh. That's all I'll say.
I'm Stephen, and I really like going to Newy Fried Chicken kind of vibe. All right. Well, be careful next time and maybe, like, sticky tape your indicator down or something so it doesn't just flick on automatically.
I'll have to try and look after myself. All right, now, though, a bit of a PSA. Some might be familiar, but earlier in the week, you and I, Cravo, launched a bit of a food drive.
That's it.
So this came after we heard that the Wickham Park food pantry had been removed. And there's, you know, a string of several ones that unfortunately have been taken down. But there still are plenty of food pantries knocking around Newcastle and the Hunter that you can donate to and give to this, you know, festive season. That helps people with the added financial pressure that Christmas brings.
That's it. And it's also cost of living this year has been outrageous. Like, it keeps going up and up and up. Every time you go to shop, it feels like it's more expensive than last week.
Well, here's some numbers for you here, Crevo. 337,000 households in New South Wales and the ACT receive help from food relief organisations every single month.
Wow.
In the last 12 months, 763,000 households in the same area went hungry, either skipping meals or going a day or sometimes days without eating. And of those households, 54% of them had someone in paid work. So it's not, you know, it's not, this is something that affects more than just the homeless. It's also those that are going paycheck to paycheck.
Exactly. In fact, in our region here, 36% of people experience some sort of food insecurity. That means they're either reducing the quality and, like, nutrition of the food, mm-hmm. And at worst, their eating patterns are fully disrupted, which means that they're either skipping meals or maybe skipping meals so that the kids can eat, that sort of thing, which is just so, that's wrong.
So what we're doing is taking donations here at New FM, and then you and I, Crevo, next week, we'll drive them out to some of the food pantries around Newcastle and the Hunter.
Drop it all off, yeah.
The stuff we're looking for is, you know, like tinned food, soup, noodles, snacks, hygiene products, bottled water, basically non-perishable essentials, but also a couple of treaties if you want as well.
Yeah, that's it.
So drop them to, the address here is 173 to 175 Maitland Road in Sandgate. Come in reception, they're all across it, they know what's going on. We've already had so many generous donations. Drop them there, we'll collect them, and then, yeah, we'll take them out to the various pantries, deliver them so that you don't have to.
That's it, and it doesn't have to be anything too deluxe or whatever. If you're already out doing your weekly shop, and you see a few things on special, like it can be really, you know, affordable, just chuck them in the trolley, couple of dollars only, and you could have a few things in the bag that could really help someone out, make someone's day. And that's what we're about here, just helping our community do a bit better in what should be a really happy time, but isn't always for everyone.
And I'm really looking forward to dropping them off next week. Yeah. I think Newcastle as a whole, we can really make a difference here.
Stephen, you brought this to my attention. Mm-hmm. A time capsule cracked open just up the coast from here, and you said, why don't we get our own big Newcastle time capsule, bury it in the ground, and put some stuff from our time right now so future generations can have a great time opening it?
Well, that's it. This time capsule was in the ground for like 50 years.
Yeah.
So when you open it, it is just like literally going back through time.
Lovely.
It's like you've got a time machine. I thought we should put some stuff in there that we can, like, you know, people, like you said, can look back on and go, wow, what was happening in that time? That is outrageous.
My first contribution
I think has to go in there.
Yeah.
Is probably a night's kit of some description has to go in there.
In the time capsule.
Because I was having a look at this like Facebook page with Knights supporters.
Yeah.
This guy's put up there a kit from the Super League Challenge after our 2001 Premiership. Though some might remember it was the one with the big Qantas logo at the front.
Yeah.
He's like looking for about $350. There's a bidding war on it.
Outrageous.
So not only would it be cool to look back at that, but it might like launch the economy as well. Give it a bit of a kick.
I love that. Or like the old Henny Penny type logo or whatever. Those are very valuable. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go around the team. What we put in Newcastle's time capsule to Jess next in the newsroom. What are we slipping in there?
Sand.
What for? For Stockton?
We've seen Stockton's disappearing.
You reckon there'll be
they
none
left? They don't know what sand is in 50 years.
Now, so what do you think they're going to dig up to get to the time capsule? Do you think it
Maybe
might be sand?
Dirt. It might be dirt.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So like white sand to put on the beach.
Some of the lovely stuff from Stockton. That is very rare. Very good. Oh, I love that. All right. Some sand is in the time capsule. All right. Over to our producer, Scott. What are we putting in the time capsule?
Well, my initial thought, gents, was going to be a 2022 NRLW jersey.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Lovely.
My original thought, but you said the Knights kit already, so I want to go with one of Newcastle's real heroes, and that is the chain around the bogey hole that stops everybody from going out to sea.
I love that.
With just a couple of links of chain in there, live save left, right, and centre.
But then if we take the chain, who's going to bring the people down?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay. That's future Newcastle's problem.
Exactly.
In the time capsule.
Have you got a couple of contributions?
Yeah, I thought maybe we could put just some local delicacies in there, like some of Hunter Bell cheese.
Oh, yeah. Be blue cheese in 50 years' time.
Well, that's the thing. If we start now, it'll be proper age cheddar, which, as we know, it gets better and better. Also, I thought, you know, we need a bit of artwork in there. And Shout Brewery, they've got all their cans are decorated by, like, local artists.
Put some in there.
Yeah, so I thought we could get some of the cans, like, probably drink the beer first because it might go stale, but put the cans in there.
In the food and beverage realm, I saw something really cool I thought we could put in. It's called the Newcastle Cookbook, and it's this like coffee table book with recipes and hidden gems from some of our favourite like cafes, bars and restaurants in the area.
Genius.
First of all, this would be cool because like there'd be pictures of venues and the city, etc., which are always great to look back on. But also, in 50 years' time, recipe books won't exist, will they?
No.
We're in a generation at the moment which is seeing the death of cookbooks as we know it. So they'll be looking through that going, what on earth is this? They used to get their recipes from paper.
On paper? What even is paper? There's no trees left. There we go. Time capsule sorted, locked and loaded, locked away.
And Newcastle and the Jets have the advantage, and it's paid cash for the Jets.
105.3 New FM, official home of the Newcastle Jets.
Yeah, we're excited because the Jets are back home this Sunday, McDonald Jones Stadium. They're playing Melbourne. And for a feel-good Friday, Karevo, you and I, we get to give away the best seats in the house.
How good.
Yeah, this is on the pitch. You get to be, like, rubbing shoulders with the players, managers, all that good stuff. So let's ring our lucky winner right now.
Hello.
G'day. Is this Emma from West Wall's End?
Yes.
Hi, this is Stephen from New FM. I'm joined by Karevo. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We're very well, thanks. I've got in front of me, Emma, your entry for New FM's best seats in the house at the Jets game. Do you remember putting this entry in?
Yes, I'm the one who put the entry in, yes.
Yeah, oh, very good. Sounds like you come from a bit of a soccer fanatic family. Is that safe to say?
Well, yes, I'm now inbred into the husband side of the soccer family, yes.
How long have you guys been members? What's the situation there?
Well, my husband's been a member since day one, so...
Long time.
Ages.
Ages, he sticks by him, thick and thin and rain and hail.
And what about yourself? You said you've kind of been forced into it, have you?
Well, I really actually do enjoy it now. So pretty much we've been together 8 years and then I pretty much have been a member myself for 7, 8 years. And then our five-year-old son, yeah, we started taking him. I had like one of those baby carriers on and he's been going since he's 3 months old in a baby carrier.
Wow, an absolutely fanatical family. And I'm sure you've got great seats with your regular membership. But this Sunday against Melbourne, you will be in the best seats of the house. Well done, Emma.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Thank you so much.
No stress. You enjoy. And hey, if you want to get yourself in the best seats in the house as well, newfm.com.au is the place to register.
Simple as that. Chatting to my mate on the phone last night, and he was telling me about how he's had, like, he's like, oh, it's been such a massive year, like really exhausted, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm thinking of going over to Bali just with the wife for just a week and leave the kids with, like, their nan and pop.
Right.
And he said, I just don't know if I can do it, though, because he's got two kids, 6 and 4.
Yep.
And he's like, they've got to, you know, they get on well with nan and pop. Of course they'll be excited. But he said, the 6-year-old especially, he's like, I'm worried is going to be upset about missing out on the holiday.
Well, of course they will, naturally.
He said, can I do it? And I'm like, well, I don't really know. It feels, to me, I said, it feels a little bit wrong. Not sure that you can do that.
Well, two factors, I guess. First of all, a nan and pop happy having them for a whole week. That's a long time to look after someone else's kids.
That's not an issue.
Not an issue at all.
The issue is, can they leave them behind and, like, miss out on this holiday? He's like, I'm just exhausted. I just want to get away and just get over to Bali for a week and just, you know, relax, proper relax, you know?
But you think they can't have that?
I just don't think it's right.
Interesting. Well, we'll bring in Jess from the newsroom. What are your thoughts on this, Jess? Because Greeno's saying it's no good.
Leave the kids at home.
You reckon just go?
Otherwise, when are you going to get a holiday on your own? Bugger the kids.
Well, you could have had them before. Could have had all these holidays before the kids.
Well, sometimes you get busy and you don't have time. Going to grandma's is like a holiday. Let's be honest.
Oh, it's
grandma's
not, it's not Bali.
It's going to be great fun.
It's not Bali. It's
correct.
Simply not Bali.
No,
that's
guilt.
Outrageous.
None.
So Jess has given this the tick of approval. What about you, Stephen? Where do you sit on this?
I actually tend to side with you, I think, Crevo. I've never had kids, but once upon a time, believe it or not, I was a kid. And my folks did this to me. They went for like 3.5 weeks driving around New Zealand, did both islands, hired like a van and stuff. I was like 8, spent the whole time with Nan and Pop and was blowing up about it. I was like, I wanted to go to New Zealand. They were like, well,
you can't.
Well, plenty of opportunities when you're older.
Yeah,
like
I know, but like, you've had a kid, so I'm your financial responsibility. And we're a family. All this, oh, we're a family talk is when it suits you, huh? But when it comes to having a holiday, all of a sudden we're two different teams, kids versus adults.
100%.
Outrageous. You've got a financial responsibility, I think. I don't know.
All right, here we, let's sort this out, Newcastle. I want to get a bit of a temperature check. 4967-4105. Can you go on holidays, especially overseas, and leave the kids behind?
And there'll be so many people having this debate at the moment because we're coming up to that time of year. People have got time off from work, you know, like forced Christmas breaks and lots of offices and stuff. They'll be thinking, can we sneak away for a couple of days?
Yeah.
There'll be debates happening in households right across Newcastle.
But let's get Newcastle's thoughts on this. To Wanji first. Karen, what do you think?
Absolutely.
So you reckon go on the holiday?
Yeah, there's two reasons. One, you've got to still stay as a couple, and two, at that age, they're not going to remember it. I took my daughter when she was 3 for 6 weeks around Canada, and she can't remember a thing.
I bet that costs a lot, too.
And I did.
Yeah, but 6, you remember stuff at 6, I think.
No, she was 3-year-old.
Yeah, but your mate's kid is 6.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So a bit different, I think.
Interesting. All right. Let's go to Aberglasson. Emma, what do you think?
100%. Leave them behind. I wish I had the opportunity, like, to be able to have someone to watch my kids while I go on a holiday.
Yeah, so what kids do you have at what ages?
4 and 2.
Okay, and you...
And if you had the opportunity, if Crevo said to you, you know what, I'm doing nothing over Chris, I'll look after him for you, Emma. You're not jetting off?
Yep.
Well, I appreciate your trust in me, but that is not an offer. I just want to make that crystal clear at this point.
All right, let's go to Metford next. Morning, Mark, what are your thoughts on this?
Oh, definitely.
What, you reckon leave him behind?
Yeah, I've got 5 of them, and I just got back from Bali.
What, so did you leave them behind when you went to Bali?
Yeah, I left my 2 with their mum and the rest with my partner's sister.
There you go, just ringing people in the phone.
Calling in all your favours so you go for a week to Bali. Unbelievable.
Was it a good holiday?
Oh, it was fantastic. Came back really relaxed.
Yeah, fantastic. There you go. Well, 100% of callers in Newcastle saying that my mate should go on a holiday.
And a lot of parents there sound like they need a break this festive season.
Certainly sounds like it. If you're a nan or a pop and you think you can handle it, help your kids out. Sounds like they need it.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. All right, the suspense, the anticipation is killing me, Scott Chippy from Pell. What is this movie-turned-TV show? What's happening?
Do you remember Ted?
The movie's Ted?
The movie's Ted.
That was the stuffed teddy bear that
That's
caught,
it.
Right?
Mark Wahlberg, Seth MacFarlane. Yeah,
yeah,
it's becoming a TV show.
Really?
And so it's a look back. So if Ted 1 came out 2012, I remember the hype around Ted.
I was
like year 12, and I remember Ted was going to be the next big thing. And it was good. I wouldn't say it was great. And then Ted 2, we don't talk about. Simple. So 2012 was the first one. 2015 was the second. This one is almost like a prequel. It's a look back of John, who is Mark Wahlberg's character. It's John in high school with the teddy bear doing all sorts of stuff. You see in the movie, you know. But a lot of illicit activity happens. That's why it's R-rated.
Right. Interesting.
Now, will the TV show have the same rating? That's the big question, really, isn't it?
Well, it hasn't said yet, but it's meant to be coming to Binge from January next year. It's going to be great with Seth MacFarlane in front of the camera. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Safe to say, I think it will have a similar rating.
And yes, probably be a big hit, because obviously, I guess there's all the fans of the original one will be, you know, wanting to follow it. Plus, it's on Binge. It just needs to be on that, like, recommended, you know, for a week or two, and you'll become a massive hit.
You've got to get it right, though. Those high school, like, coming-of-age TV shows, you've got to get it right. The feeling, the emotion you feel in those awkward phase, that awkward phase of your life.
Yeah.
You need to nail that. If you don't, it will flop.
I don't know how the teddy bear's going to work in the high school environment, though. Like, having seen...
You'd get bullied, wouldn't you?
You'd get, for starters...
Would have thought so.
You'd get bullied, but also, my life isn't even like what they talk about in Ted the movie, so I won't be able to relate to it, not at all. Like, anyway, so that's what's coming to your screens very, very soon. Switching from small screens to big screens, Beyoncé's The Renaissance premiere was over in London overnight, and guess who was in attendance?
Taylor Swift?
Yes. She flew 300 and something miles from Kansas City all the way to London just to go to the film premiere.
I feel like it's more than 300 miles.
Oh, it was a long way. Maybe 3,000 miles. It was a long way.
So, hang on. Who had the movie
Taylor Swift's one came out first.
First, yep. Right.
Yeah.
So, do you think she went along to see, how much has been copied, or...?
Oh, no. I reckon she went to show support for a fellow star in the music industry, and that's me not wanting to dish the dirt on Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's good to see Taylor Swift giving back to grassroots musicians, if you will. You know, those up and coming, those maybe not as successful as her.
What's
She's
her name
helping
again?
Out.
Beyonce.
Probably one to remember, I think.
Write that one down.
Queen C.
If Taylor Swift is showing up to your movie premiere, you're probably, it's going to be a big star going forward.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Got a bit of a scandal around a Newcastle-based restaurant, I suppose.
Okay.
Basically, one Newcastle business has implemented a new tactic, I'm assuming to try and stand out in what is undoubtedly a very competitive market.
Well, the food industry, especially, you know, dining, casual dining or whatever, it's one of the most competitive businesses anywhere around Newcastle.
So what I've seen is on the corner, pretty much the corner of Brunker Road and Glebe Road in Adamstown, there's a little shop front there which has kind of like room for limited sit-in dining.
Okay.
But most of their business seems to be takeaway.
Yeah.
But it's like a restaurant or a cafe, I suppose, which has three business names for the same establishment.
What do you mean?
So like I said, there's a little shop front on the corner of Brunker and Glebe.
Yeah.
So if you're driving past, look out for any of these three. Basically, there's three signs on this building, all for the same place. It could go by the name of Wan Shi Xuan, could go by the name of the Ritz Cafe, or it could go by the name of Asian Delight. Three signs, all for the same building, on the road, trying to entice people in.
So have they So do you think that's what it is? They're trying to entice people in with different names. Like, oh, you don't, Ritz doesn't appeal to you, but one Szechuan does. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, obviously this sparked my curiosity.
Sure.
So I thought, you know what, I'm going to have to do some investigation here. I'm going to have to do a bit of digging. So first step was, of course, to park and go in.
Sure.
So I went into the establishment. There's just one menu on the wall with various classic Chinese dishes, you know, like honey chicken, sweet and sour pork, all that kind of stuff.
All the regulars.
Plus offering sandwiches, burgers, etc. All on one menu. So I thought, okay, this is very interesting. There's not three different menus for three different establishments here. There's one menu. I thought, that's interesting. So I went home. Now, did some more digging, some Googling, had a bit of a look. Wan Szechuan and Asian Delight have the same phone number listed online.
Yeah.
Which is a landline phone. Whereas the Ritz Cafe has a separate number, but it's a mobile. So they've got put the landline for two of them, the mobile for the third. Now, looked on Uber Eats,
yep.
Couldn't find Wan Szechuan. But the Ritz Cafe and Asian Delight are both registered with the same address on Uber Eats. Asian Delight is offering the Chinese side of the menu, whereas the Ritz Cafe is offering the burgers and the sangers.
Right. So is Asian Delight on Uber Eats, is that the same menu as Wan Szechuan?
Yes, inside. I think what they've done here is they've gone, let's try and catch as many people as we can.
Yeah.
So they've gone, maybe like some people who aren't that interested in, you know, Chinese food, but they might want a burger. They'll never click on Asian Delight or Wan Szechuan.
For a burger.
But they might click on the Ritz Cafe.
Genius.
So they've tried to go, you know, like we do all this different kind of cuisine. Let's all give it different names so that we can, you know, appeal to that market.
They've already got a chef in there. Who's working, you know, paid on an hourly rate, why not just get, like you said, capture different markets all at the same time? You can cook. If a guy can cook, sweet and sour pork, he knows how to make a burger.
Yeah.
Burger's not rocket science. Why not?
You'd think so, hey. So are you for this? I think it's a bit devious.
A little bit devious, but I also like, it's sort of a Newcastle larrikin vibe to it, and I'm actually for it. I like it.
Well, very interesting, and a PSA. Keep an eye out, not only for that, but other businesses maybe that are registered to the same address, because there could be some other people doing this kind of cheeky tomfoolery behind the scenes.
I'm for it. I think it's genius.
The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. The Novos. Clickbait Roulette.
All right, here is your chance to get yourself $100 worth of meat, all thanks to Singo's $100 voucher. Pretty sweet at this time of year. All you got to do is play Clickbait Roulette. If you've never heard how this works, it's very simple. It's basically two truths and a lie, except we use the crazy world of news and clickbait article titles as your, I guess, vessel.
And I've got a preface here. News is in the old 6699 inverted commas. It's a very, very loose term.
Well, these days there's so many, online news sites, and they're desperate to write stories that'll make you click on them. So they make things more and more outrageous. It's your job, though, to sift through and figure out, which is the fake article. So if you want to have a go at this and win yourself $100 worth of meat, call up now, 4967-4105. It's basically two truths and a lie. If you can do this, you're in business.
And the weather's fine. Lining up as well. Chrissy parties right around Newcastle on the Hunter. Perfect time to host, and you can cater it. Thanks to Singos.
Let's go to Cardiff. Katie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really well. It's so sunny outside. It's the first day of summer, so I'm feeling good.
Let's get it. I love your attitude. A bit of positivity. And fingers crossed you can turn that positivity into $100 worth of free meat, thanks to our friends at Singo's. To make it crystal clear for you, Katie, you need to find the fake article. You got it?
Okay.
All right. Let's do this. So, article number one for you guys is Travis Kelce's mammoth Thanksgiving KFC order revealed.
Okay, that's article number one.
Article number two. A toolbox orbiting 400 kilometres above Earth's surface can be spotted with binoculars.
A toolbox?
Yes, correct. Okay. You heard correct. And article number three. Taylor Swift crowned the most streamed artist of 2023, but who topped her Spotify Wrapped?
Ooh.
They're your three clickbait articles today. So you've got Kelce's KFC order, You've got Tools in Space, and you've got Swift's Spotify as the three articles.
All right. So the first job here, Katie, I guess, is to rule out one of them. That's usually the easiest, to get this down to a 50-50. So which one feels the most real?
The most real, probably the toolbox one, and I think the most real out of the other two is probably the Taylor Swift one.
Hang on.
The KFC order, the no.
You're thinking the KFC order is the fake one?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Are you two as a team happy to lock that in?
The issue I have, and I don't want to throw doubt in here, but a toolbox in space... Can you read that title again for me one more time?
I can. A toolbox orbiting 400 kilometres above Earth's surface can be spotted with binoculars.
How good are the binoculars? That's what I need to know.
And that's what we can't
find. Unfortunately, Katie, it doesn't say that in the headline.
All we can work off is the headline.
And that's what they do. That's how they get you. You click the article to see how good the binoculars are, and then bang. Yeah, the roped you in.
Oh, and then you're getting sponsored ads for binoculars then, aren't you?
Exactly. You understand how this works.
That is true.
Okay. So how are we feeling? We did have an initial guess that Travis Kelce's mammoth Thanksgiving KFC order was the fake article. Do you feel that?
Do you want to lock that in?
You put doubt in my mind, Crevo, damn it.
I didn't mean to. I just wanted a bit of clarification on that, you know, and I have no idea over here. We're in the same boat here, Katie.
I'm going to go the KFC order is the no.
Is the fake news.
Because, well, I mean, binoculars, technology these days. I don't know. I'm crossing everything now.
Okay. All right, let's fire this thing up.
So I can reveal to you that, Katie, you were right in one sense. You did tell Crevo that the binoculars could see this toolbox. That is correct. Unfortunately, though, Travis Kelce's mammoth Thanksgiving KFC order revealed also a real article.
What?
Taylor Swift crowned the most streamed artist for 2023 was correct, but who topped her Spotify Wrapped? Who knows? Who cares? That's the fake bit of the article.
Unfortunately, you get nothing this morning, Katie. Thanks for coming on the show, though.
Thanks, guys.
That's us mostly done for today.
Bit of housekeeping, I suppose, beforehand.
More than that.
Our favourite part of the day.
Yeah, we're giving away a family pass right now to our Not So Silent Night, one of the last ones available. And that goes to Steve in North Lambton when we're talking about, are you a baby voice bandit?
Oh, yeah.
After we found out you were.
Yeah, guilty.
Steve actually gave us a little sample of his.
Well, I'm on Stevie Weavy's side.
Oh, it makes your skin crawl, doesn't it?
Stevie Weavy.
Oh, stop that right now. Congratulations, Steve. You will be off to New FM's Not So Silent Night. Plenty more tickets as well for local winners only here on New FM. Scott Chipper and Propel will have some for your workday, yes, as will Joel. He'll have the last pass available for your 100% live and local drive home. Other than that, we're done. Have you got much planned for the weekend, Crevo?
I've actually got an easy going one. So I'll be in and about the shop. I'll see you there. And hey, what are you up to?
I think I'm going camping tonight. So as soon as the show finishes, got me car packed, ready to go. Pretty much hit the road. Blue Mountains, I think we're going to.
Oh, that's really good stuff. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. And we'll catch you on Monday.
We'll see you then.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.